critical thinking, improve your academic standards, and objectivity, by Marco Jameson, narrated by J.A. Leidig. Chapter 1. Our Concept of Critical Thinking. There are many ways to articulate the idea of critical thinking, yet each substantive conception must include certain core elements. Consider these short concepts of critical thinking. Getting started with critical thinking. Critical thinking is the intellectually disciplined process of actively and skillfully conceiving, applying, evaluating, manufacturing, and/or examining info gathered from or produced by experience, observation, reflection, reason, or communication as a guide to belief and action. In its excellent form, it is based on universal intellectual values that go beyond subject divisions: clearness, accuracy, precision, consistency, importance, soundproof, good reasons, depth, breadth, and fairness. Critical thinking is self-guided, self-disciplined thinking, which attempts to think at the highest level of quality in a fair-minded way. Most people who think critically with constant and mindful effort live reasonably, fairly, and emphatically. They are keenly aware of the inherently problematic nature of human thinking when left unattended. They strive to lessen the power of their egocentric and sociocentric tendencies. They make use of the intellectual tools that critical thinking offers us, principles that enable them to evaluate and improve thinking. They work vigilantly to develop the intellectual virtues of intellectual stability, intellectual humility, intellectual civility, intellectual empathy, intellectual sense of justice, and self-confidence in reason. They recognize that no matter how skilled they are as thinkers, they can always enhance their thinking capabilities, and they will at times fall prey to errors in reasoning, human irrationality, bias, predispositions, distortions, uncritically accepted social rules and taboos, self-interest, and beneficial interest. They strive to improve the world in whatever ways they can and contribute to a more reasonable, civilized society. At the same time, they recognize the complexities usually inherent in doing so. They make every effort never to think simplistically about complicated issues and always to consider the rights and needs of pertinent others. They recognize the complexities in developing as thinkers and commit themselves to lifelong practice towards self-improvement. They embody the Socratic concept: the unexamined life is not actually worth living, as they recognize that many unexamined lives together lead to an uncritical, unfair, harmful world. Why critical thinking? The issue. Everybody thinks. It is our nature to do so. However, much of our thinking left to itself is prejudiced, distorted, partial, uninformed, or downright prejudiced. Yet the quality of our lives and that of what we produce, make, or build depends exactly on the quality of our thought. Shoddy thinking is expensive, both in money and in quality of life. Excellence in thought, though, should be systematically cultivated. A brief definition. Critical thinking is the art of evaluating thinking with a view to improving it. The result. A well-cultivated critical thinker raises crucial questions and problems, developing them obviously and specifically. Gathers and evaluates pertinent information using abstract ideas to interpret it effectively. Comes to well-reasoned conclusions and solutions, testing them against relevant criteria and requirements. Thinks open-mindedly within alternative systems of idea.